Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Blog Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope you've gotten over the rock and roll of the earthquake over here on the East Coast. I know I was quite surprised by it. And anyway, there may be more aftershocks. I don't know. There was another one at 6 p.m. the same day, and I didn't feel that one, but I definitely felt the first one. So today we have a special broadcasting time here at 2 p.m. Eastern because we have a special guest joining us, Mr. David Payton from the band Pilot. If you remember, in the 70s, their biggest hit was Magic, and I'm so happy for them that, well, David especially, that the song is being resurrected, I should say, with the commercial for Ozempic. And I love that, that song was just perfect for it. So, but at the moment, we are having issues connecting with David. I'm not sure why. It is international, so I've never had an issue calling the UK before. So I'm hoping David can give us a call in. If not, don't worry, we're going to still have a good time. We've got great music. We've got a lot to talk about from David's career. And if you want to call in and discuss it with me, please do. 646-478-0099. And so anyway, David Payton, I didn't know this. I mean, at the time, what was I in 77? My God, 13, 12? I don't even know. Anyway, but, I didn't pay attention to the music aspect of things back then. And I had no idea that Alan Parsons Project produced the song Magic. And, you couldn't turn the radio on back then without hearing the song Magic. It was very popular. And, back then radio was great. We had top 40. You heard every type of music on the same station, not just one type of music. You heard everything. So, and I didn't know that David was with the Bay City Rollers, believe it or not. And I had really wanted to ask him if he was disappointed in not being able to perform with them, but based on what I know about David, he really was based on what I know of David, he really didn't want that type of spectacle of a teeny bopper band. He just loved to play music and write, and so I did wanted to ask him that, if he ever regretted not staying with the Bay City Rollers. But I Pilot was huge, so no, I would have to say no. But anyway, I'm going to try David again. Let me see if I could try him one more time. Oh, wait, I think he's calling in. Hold on one second. Hold on, folks. Hold on. Hey, Mr. Payton, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, David. I am so sorry. I've never had a problem calling international before, so I don't understand the issue. So I can't thank you enough for calling. I will not keep you long since you're calling from so far away. But thank you. I was just going on saying, it's amazing to me. As a kid at the time in the 70s, I mean, I really didn't pay attention to the stuff going on behind the scenes, the producers, the writers. You just love music at the time as a kid when you're 12, 13, right? So I didn't know that Magic was produced by Alan Parsons and that you worked with him, and just amazing, absolutely amazing. And also, I just asked this to the audience that I wondered that you were also with the Bay City Rollers, and did you ever regret not staying with them?
No, I left the Bay City Rollers as they were about to sign their recording deal. I decided that this wasn't it wasn't the direction I wanted to go in. I'm a self-taught musician. I listened to bands like Genesis and Yes, King Crimson. And I just thought the teeny bop scene was a million miles away from where I wanted to go. So I took a chance and thought, I'd rather not be famous than be a famous Bay City Roller. So I left. I had no idea what future I would have, but I just knew it wouldn't lie with them.
Is it true that you guys toured together too, or no?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because I was going to say that that could have been awkward.
It could have been. But with Alan, Alan Parsons, when Pilot signed to EMI Records owned Abbey Road, and they said to us, we have a list of 10 engineers who are looking to take the next step and become producers. Here's the list. They presented me with a list of engineers. And on that list, I noticed the name Alan Parsons. Mm. I knew that name from Dark Side of the Moon. I knew it from a couple of things he'd done with McCartney. So he was the guy that stuck out, and I said, that's the one that we want. And it turned out to be a great choice.
Now, weren't you doing session stuff for him first before Pilot, or do I have that backwards?
The opposite way around. I had done a couple of sessions in Scotland, but not, you know, that wasn't an international thing. It was just for the Scottish audience. And when we went to London, because of, I suppose, other producers and whatnot were listening to what we were doing with Pilot, and they got in touch with us and said, you know, I'd really like to use the bass player with Pilot for instance. And that's how that developed, and it became the area that I wanted to explore and be mainly.
Because I was curious, since you did work with him, and it's like he must have definitely recognized both yours and Billy's talent. So I was curious to know if he said, you guys should put a band together, or if you said, we're putting a band together, we need you to produce it, you know?
Okay. Well, I hope I've explained that.
No,
for
you did.
Okay. Alan came up to Edinburgh and I had a listen to what we were working on. Billy was a sound engineer at that time working in a studio. So we had produced quite a few demos, and Alan came up and he actually mixed one of the demos for us. And, you know, that was an indication to us that this guy really knows what he's doing. He's really great.
Yeah, well, he's, like you said, he's known in the industry to work with a lot of big hitters, such as yourself, too. I mean, did you ever imagine you'd be working with Paul McCartney and Elton John? I mean, my God.
No, I think, you know, I think there were a lot of aspirations that I had. Like all musicians, you know, you hope that you can have a chart success in some way, and you hope you can meet some of your heroes. And, you know, I was lucky enough to live that dream, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you're still living it. So please, before you came on, what I was dying to talk to you about is obviously Ozempic, and the fact that this commercial has resurrected the song, and I love that a new generation is possibly getting to hear the song again, because it is a timeless piece and people should know about it, and they need to know the crossover between you and that song and for the commercial. So that must have been what'd you think of that when they approached you?
I was knocked out, of course. They had been using it since 2019. They had been using session musicians to sing it. So I was delighted with the fact that they were using my song, and it was healthy publishing for me. And I just wished that they had asked me to do it. And lo and behold, you know, this time last year, they got in touch with me and said, we'd really like you to re-record the song with us in Abbey Road, because that's where it was recorded originally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I met up with the team in Abbey Road, and we re-recorded the Ozempic version of Magic. It was a great experience. It was great to go back there because, you know, I did spend about 10 years of my life working in there throughout the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
but
back
I haven't
to
been
the studio.
Back for a long time. Yeah, so it was good to go back there and sing the song again. And it was a great team that we enjoyed every minute.
Too bad the product wasn't like a food product or something you really knew use so that you could have a lifetime supply or at least a case of it.
It's not something that I really need, but you know,
exactly.
I'm delighted that so many people are benefiting from it. Diabetics, you know, it's great, and it's obviously had other side effects that are beneficial.
Yeah, actually, I know someone who takes it for weight loss, and they've lost 25 pounds in a month. So it is a good product for the health reason, and also to lose weight for a health reason too. So I'm just so happy for you. Congratulations on that, and the fact that the song has been just brought up to mind again. You know what I mean? So I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It must be so thrilling for you. So, and again, a walk all the way to the bank, right?
you know, what's great is, my grandson, he's now 16, believe it or not, and, you know, when he was 11 years old, he started to realize that his granddad had written the song that everybody seemed to know. And his friends at school, when he was 11, they would all say, oh, I'd like to meet your granddad, you know. So he was bringing his friends up to meet me. And, you know, it's just a thrill that a younger generation, like, can link in with a song I wrote in 1972.
It's great. Yeah, because in my opinion, David, the songs of yesteryear, like, again, I said, are timeless, but a lot of that music got us through some bad times, and we need more music like that today to get us through what we're going through now. So I wish somebody in the industry would do something musically to turn the tides and turn people back into normal people again, whatever. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you
on that. They were great songs, and still now I still prefer to listen to songs from that era going on now. Although I do have a couple of favorites, but they're obscure. You know, they're not really that heard of. And
exactly. Yeah. Well, speaking of your grandson, your daughter Sadie. Oh, what a voice on her! Did you work with her?
Oh, great. She's a very reluctant artist. She doesn't want exposure in any way. She just
enjoys it.
She's
just
a
like
regular girl, you know. And she,
and she
enjoys singing. She's done a bit of acting, you know, the Edinburgh Festival that happens. Appeared in a couple of plays, and she's always had a good voice. I always recognise that, but reluctant. She doesn't really want to pursue it. However, I just asked her to sing a couple of songs and help me out with backing vocals that, you know, that I can't reach. My range is not as high as it used to be.
Right.
So she was
none of ours were.
I asked her to get, I know. Yeah, and then I discovered, well, she's got something really attractive in her voice. And
beautiful.
I keep asking her, I asked her to do more, but she said, yeah, I'll get around to it, Dad. You know, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, but you don't want to force her because then she won't do it. Oh my goodness. But
yes.
I did. Again, I don't want to keep too long because I know you're calling from far away, and I promised I would call you. So now,
That's okay.
The 70s and the 60s, obviously, and the 50s, I mean, the technology wasn't there, and the only thing we could do to make music sound fuller or, if you want to say, auto-tune was overdub or overlay. So with the comparison of today with what you can do with music versus then, I mean, I'm sure the talent that you are, you don't even rely on anything computer.
I use a computer all the time. I use it because I'm kind of self-sufficient. You know, I can play a lot of instruments. The only thing I don't play is drums. So I use drums that I have to program. Rather than play them, I program them.
Right, but I mean, you still do your guitar and your bass, whatever needs to be done.
Oh, sure. I would never use a bass that was generated by my computer. Mm-hmm. No, never. Same with guitar and same with voice.
Right. Now you had a gift, I call it, because, like I said, without the technology back then, I mean, there was just so many different guitar parts that were produced so well, you could barely tell it was so many guitar parts. It just was great filling, you know? And, I mean, how long did one song take since you did so many different guitar parts back then?
Back then, we would spend a whole day on just getting a backing track. We did that especially with the Alan Parsons Project. We would look for just getting a really good drum track and a really good bass part without having to overdub anything. So we would play
that.
The song over and over. But every time we played it, it evolved, you know, and little things started to happen. You say, oh, well, let's keep that. And we would go up and listen in the control room, go back down again. And then we would get the perfect bass and drums. And then we would start to add bits and pieces like piano and guitar and any kind of overdubs that came in our head. So the whole process could take 12 to 14 hours quite easily. And, you know, we would spend 2 weeks on just doing the backing tracks for the album.
Right. And nowadays they could slap something, a crap together in like 10, 15 minutes. But anyway, you know.
That's a whole different process now.
Exactly.
And when you look at the credits for who wrote the song, there's usually about 6 or 7 writers. And you think, how on earth is that? You know,
right.
But back in our day, it was one writer or two writers. But nowadays, it seems like if somebody says, I went down to the cafe, they get a credit for that one line, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I'd love to play Magic real quick since it was the one that got me into you. So and to listen to those guitar parts, if you don't mind. Do you have a minute for that?
Sure, of course.
Excellent. Well, folks, especially you kids out there listening to the Ozempic commercial, this is what it is. It's Magic. And I was dying when I got you on the phone. I totally forgot. The first thing that came to mind when I was going to have you on was I was going to say, so David. It was in my mind yesterday and I totally forgot about it because we got a bad connection. So, all right, folks, Magic by Pilot. One of the tunes that you could not turn the radio on back in the 70s without hearing over and over and over again. So when you hear it, if you're the younger generation, you'll know the song based on what you're seeing on TV, but this is the real deal, folks. Enjoy.
Leaning on my pillow in the morning.
nice to go back in time. I love it, love it, love it. It's just, oh, God. How many guitars were in there? I counted at least five, or four or five.
Yeah, there's also a synthesizer there that plays harmony to my guitar solo.
Yeah.
There's a few, there's a lot of energy there. It sounded very energetic over the phone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. When the song came on, I used to grab my tennis racket that we had in the house that nobody played tennis to and play the tennis racket to it. And it was a great song. It still is. It'll never go away. And again, congratulations. I'm so happy that it's coming back. So now you and Lyle, Billy Lyle, were, the co-founders of Pilot, and he was considered the main songwriter. Are you still working together?
No, sadly, Billy passed away a long, long time ago.
Oh, God, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was 1989. He passed away.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
He had an AIDS-related, whatever it was, I'm not sure. You know,
but are you still playing with any of the guys from Pilot?
Sadly, Ian Bairnson is no longer with us. He was the guitar player. He was the guy that played all the Alan Parsons stuff and the Kate Bush solo at the end of Wuthering Heights. Ian's no longer with us either. He passed away last year.
So there's only
myself and Stuart the drummer.
Mm. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Oh, great talent lost again. Again. And we're losing so many these days. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They're dropping around me like flies. And
I know.
I feel like
it's like I don't want to get old because I don't want to be the only one left.
but we're moving up the queue.
Yeah, it's just sad to watch everybody we love leave us. I can't stand it. That's the only part about this life I hate, you know. But I did want to ask you about what made you guys want to go back in the studio and re-release Two as a Crowd, and that must have been an amazing get together with you guys.
It was. We did that because the album had been deleted and they had no intentions of releasing it.
That was
what we heard at the time. I believe it has since then. It has been made available in Japan. I know that.
Mm.
But we did our own version of that and we called it Blue Yonder. And it did well for us. It made a lot of Pilot fans, it made it available for them. The album, but a lot of them couldn't get a hold of it, so we thought the best thing to do is re-record it and then for everyone.
That must have been pretty nostalgic too, going back and re-recording all the songs again and retweaking them and making them even better than they were.
Yeah, and sorting out all the little things that you thought, oh, that annoys me when I hear that, I wish I'd redone that, you know. And it's the same with Magic. When I re-recorded Magic, you know, I thought, now I can iron that out. I can iron this out. Great. Yeah.
Right. Well, David, you know,
things
if
that
nobody
people
tells
you,
not
even notice.
Right, but you know, if nobody tells you stop, that song will never be done. You know, because you keep hearing more things you want to add. I mean, you'll never finish an album. Oh my God, you know. So,
well,
they can get the album at davidpayton.com, obviously, at your website and anywhere online now, right? The new revisited song.
Yeah, it's available. It's available online as well. And the main site is pilot-magic.com.
Oh,
that's a site that I look after. Davidpayton.com is also a good one.
And pilot-magic. Got it. I want to make sure I let everybody know. And now the book, Magic, the David Payton story. I mean, tell us what's in there other than, of course, Magic itself. But, I mean, it must have been some crazy times and some not so crazy times.
It starts way early in my life when I was about 11 years old and that when I discovered music.
Yeah,
and then it takes us right through up to now, up to Ozempic times. you know, a lot of it covers a lot of the people I worked with. I mean, I've got interesting stories about a lot of these. I worked with Chrissy Hynde. I worked with Elton and McCartney, as you've mentioned. So it's interesting to hear some inside stories of what goes on behind the scenes. And there's no dirt throwing or anything. It's just good, clean fun, because my whole experience in life and music has been fun, and that's what I want from it.
Right. Exactly. There must be some never before seen photos in there too, I would imagine.
Sure. Yeah, there's quite a lot of photographs too.
No, folks, go get the book, Magic, the David Payton Story. It's on his website also, and anywhere you can get books too, online. I mean, nowadays everything's online. It's crazy.
Everything. You're right. I know.
Yeah. What do you think of today's technology versus, I mean, because you don't even have to go shop music anymore. It's not even worth being on a label anymore. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
I like it because if I want a piece of software, for instance, years ago I wanted a new laptop. It arrived the next game day, and you can't beat that, you know, instead of getting out of the car and going around each shop, retailer, and finding out if they have it in stock or not, you know. So in lots of ways, it's much more convenient for a lot of things. But you still want to get out and about, you know, you don't want to be housebound just because you can get everything online. So, I'm a great lover of the outdoors. I like my biking and whatnot, so I get out as much as I can.
Right, right. Now, you sent me a couple of songs. Now, do you have a new CD coming out? What's the name of it, and when do we expect it?
The working title just now is Communication. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a release date because I have another 3 songs to write before I'm happy to release it.
Right.
But I sent you these songs because as I write songs, I sometimes just put them online just so people can hear them.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done. I've put the title track, which is called Communication. I've already put that online. And you know, a song called Heartbeat that you'll
I'd love to share them with the folks right now, if you don't mind, or I could play them after we hang up. It's up to you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm just worried that my I have a pay-as-you-go phone.
That's why I don't want to keep you too long. I know. Well, let's do the title track. This is Communication from David's new album that's coming out soon, very, 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 very soon. And it's called Communication. Let's do a quickie on this. So, because, again, David's calling from Scotland. I was supposed to call him and couldn't, and I surely don't want his bill going through the roof. So, everybody, Communication from David Payton's new album, Communication. Enjoy.
Miles away, another destination, and you
Nice, nice. Who's on that? Who's doing this album with you? Who's playing on it?
Well, I'm sorry to say it's all me.
I was going to say
use anyone
all
else.
You. I was going to ask if it was all you. Oh, my God. It sounded great, David. It sounded great. And another another catchy hook. I mean, my God, all your songs are just catchy hooks. Oh, my goodness. So listen, I know it's we've been on a while, and I don't want your bill sky high. So real quick, I did have a question for you. Are you still doing your podcast, The Stranger Brew?
The podcast. I'm sorry, you'll need to give me a bit more information about that.
Oh, I thought you had a podcast called The Stranger Brew. I saw it on your website.
No, I don't. No, it's a good idea, though. I mean, this... My website is run by a friend of mine in South America, and sometimes I'll go up on I'll do a tutorial for bass players and say this is the bass part for Magic, you know, so
yeah.
I'll show them how to do it. But I think what you've just put an idea into my head. I think a podcast is a great idea.
Of course.
I think I'll actually explore that a bit more, because instead of just putting up the odd video and saying, this is how you play Nikita, this is how you play Magic, you know,
right.
It'd be great to do it as a podcast. So, so I get regular followers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I am definitely sharing this interview when we are done. And I had a million questions, but it would have been on my dime. And I don't want to keep you any longer. So, folks, go to DavidPayton.com and also pilot-magic.com, and you get all David's music and his book. And I'm going to play out when we go Harpy and Under the Sun while we don't have you on, and let everybody get a listen to those two. And if you want to come back, David, I'm going to reach out to the platform and ask them why I couldn't connect, which was very odd, and hopefully I can rectify that on my end. So when the album's done, I'd love to have you back.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love to talk to you again, Joanne. No problem.
Yeah. Real quick. When the album is finished, are you going to go out and tour? Are you going to play anywhere? Are you going to go out, or are you still playing out, or just more studio stuff?
Yeah. I kind of given touring a little a backseat for the moment. I don't know. I stressed in offers. I'm considering a couple of things. I'll just see how it goes.
All right. Well, folks, if you want to find out about that, I'm sure that'll be on his website with his supposed friend who's putting wrong stuff on the website. But anyway, I'm only kidding, David. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
But we all need communication. So go buy the album when it comes out. Communication. We need it. We need it. We need it. David, thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure and a thrill for me to speak to you. One of my favorite songs growing up, Magic, and I'm so happy for you that it's coming back, and not that it ever left, but, this new album is coming out. And, again, please, please, please keep in touch. I'd love for you to come back, and I hope you do the podcast too. We can let people know that too.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And nice talking to you, Joanne. Yeah. I'm happy to talk to you when
Thank
I get
you.
Another product out. Okay.
Thank you. I'd love that. Everybody, David Payton from Pilot. He's got a new album coming out. Go to his website, davidpayton.com. I can't speak. I'm all excited. pilot-magic.com. That's the official site. So anyway, he's got the book.
Okay.
He's got everything. David, have a wonderful rest of your day. I thank you so very much. And please stay in touch. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Talk to you
Take
again.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, David Payton. Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, I was supposed to call him, and I don't know what happened. I've called the UK before, never had a problem, and with the platform, I mean, and the calls wouldn't go through, and I think I'm going to send him a message and tell him I'll pay for the call, because I was going to anyway. So when we're done, I will definitely tell him that I'll pay for the call. So anyway, but yeah, I had a million questions, but I can't believe I didn't know that Ian and Billy passed away. Oh my God. You know, listening to music back then for me, I mean, I love music, and it really, really, it never like seriously took me over to like maybe 17. So when I was listening to music, I loved it, obviously. It just had something for it for me. And then I started paying attention to all the real musicality, who was writing, what would they, you know, listening, really listening deep to the music. So I still had the 45, I'm sure. I bet I do. I'm going to look for it. I bet I still have the 45. And I didn't notice at the time that Alan Parsons produced it. And I mean, Alan Parsons, he's a legend in his own right too. So I wanted to talk to him more about Alan Parsons and, you know, a lot of stuff, but hopefully we could get him back. I could resolve the issue with Blog Talk and see why I couldn't connect. And when David comes back, I will call him directly and we could spend more time. So, and it's late over there. He's in Scotland. So I don't know, what time is it over there right now? I tried to figure out the times. I mean, I work my day job. I work with England and Israel and stuff. So I know the time changes, but it's just so crazy that it's later. I know that. Let's see. What time is it in Scotland? So I know how to dial international, folks. I'm familiar with it. So it's not me in Scotland. Let's see what time it is in Scotland. It's now almost 8 o'clock, so that's not too late. But then again, that's why we did the 2 o'clock today, because I normally would do on a Sunday an 8 p.m. broadcast, but for him that would be, oh my God, like 1 in the morning. So I didn't want to do that. Absolutely not. So, but yeah, the book sounds great. Magic, the David Paton story. He's worked with Paul McCartney, Alan Parsons. I mean, just Elton John, and you may not have seen his face all planted all over magazines or seen him win tons of Grammys, which he should have won Grammys for his work on everything he's done, but a formidable musical talent for sure. And back in the 70s, to lay down the tracks that he was doing for Magic, I mean, it may have been a pop song for regular folks listening, but for musicians, the layering of all that guitar, and again, they didn't have the technology to do what they do now, and auto-tune back then was just doubling up the vocals, so, or tripling if they needed to, and if it was really bad, quadrupling, so... Anyway, what a treat. I always enjoy talking to these folks. I mean, they people who have influenced me in my love of music. So let's play his next song. It's called Heartbeat. It's on his new album, Communication, which isn't out yet, but it will be out soon. So here we go. This is Heartbeat from David Paton, and it's on his new album coming out very, very soon, right, David? Coming out very soon, and the album is going to be called Communication. So this is Heartbeat.
We live, and every passing moment we give, and with all the days and all the hours we relive. We belong, and we always get together with a song. How long can we stand beside each other and sing along? We'll go
Talking to David, texting him, I was saying that this song is almost as haunting as his song Heroes. Oh my God, the vocals. I mean, and David's no young chicken anymore, guys. None of us are. And, you know, listen, he sounds exactly the same. Unbelievable. Just great. And that, again, is going to be on his new album, Communication. It's a Heartbeat, and we play Communication from the new album, Communication. And, so I have another song, Under the Sun, but I'm not sure what album it's from. Let me see if I could see what album Under the Sun was from. I wanted to ask him that. What album? You got to love the internet, man. I'm telling you. It beats going into the files at the library. Not that you would find this in the library. I don't think we would have back in the day. But what album was, what's the name of the song? Yeah, Under the Sun. Under the Sun. Anyway, I hope you guys had fun today. I did. I always enjoy doing the show, especially when it's been a while. So we are booking for April and May, and summer's coming, and I still do the shows, and but we are getting back to being Applause Radio Show. I noticed today that we are on our 456th episode. I can't believe we're approaching the 500th episode. And it's crazy to me. I can't believe I've been doing this long. But I love doing it. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. And I love the guests. If there's a guest you want me to have on, please, please email me at applauseradioshow@gmail.com. And I'll do my best to get them on. So from here we go. So I can't talk and type at the same time. I don't know. I don't even know. I can't tell. I'm not sure which album it's from, but when he sent it to me in the email, he said, "It's a cheeky little video. I saw the video. It is. It's definitely cheeky." So, and it's cute. So this is a video. There is a YouTube video of this song called Under the Sun. And I don't know what album it's from. I'm so sorry. I wish I did. I didn't get a chance to ask him that. So enjoy this one, too. Under the Sun. A little song for a sunny Sunday afternoon. Enjoy.
my time. I need plenty of sleep, and everything will be fine. I gotta take it easy for 1 week or two. And when I get my strength back, see what we can do. Cause I wanna make love, and I wanna have fun.
Another catchy little ditty. Oh, yes. David Payton and Pilot. Oh, boy. So I'm looking forward to the new album coming out. It's called Communication. We played two tunes from it, Communication and Heartbeat. And David said it'll be out real soon. So hopefully you can come back and join us when it's out. And if you want to check out the book, it's called Magic, the David Payton Story. You can get it on their website and anywhere online where you get books. I have to stop saying that because everybody knows where you get books. So, and music, you download it, you do this, that, and the other thing. So anyway, it's davidpayton.com, P-A-T-O-N, and pilot-magic.com. And thank you again, David Payton from Pilot, for joining me today. You definitely made my Sunday afternoon, and it was a pleasure hanging out with you. I couldn't think of anything more I would have rather done today. So thank you so very much. Again, a real treat for me. So let's close with the one that started it off again for me. I mean, he's been playing for, oh my God, a quarter of a century or a longer. So at the age of 11. So, I mean, the music he has is just phenomenal with the catalog. It's huge. It's huge. So, but Pilot was the one that we put, Magic from Pilot is probably the one we most remember as kids growing up, and because that was the hit at the time. And then it was January. I mean, it was so many. They had a great song, so great for the times. They're timeless songs, timeless music, and I will never forget them. And again, I'm very, very happy for the resurgence of the song with the Ozempic commercial. So. And a whole new generation is getting to hear it. So that's great. I love that. I just absolutely love that. So we need more of that. We need definitely more of that. So everybody have a great rest of your day. Tomorrow, here we go again. It starts off again. So it's Monday for most folks who know what Monday entails. So a start of the madness begins again. So here we go. Magic by Pilot. Thank you, David Payton from Pilot. And guys, go to davidpayton.com and pilot-magic.com for more information on David, his book, his music, and looking forward to the new album, and I hope you guys are waiting for it too. So have a great day. We will be back tomorrow with comedian, what is she, comedian relationship, oh God, where do I have it? Where did I write it? Here we go. Grace Farga, she's a comedian, a author, and a relationship coach, and that should be fun. We're going to have a good time tomorrow night. That's at 8 p.m. The calendar says 9. That needs to be updated. We'll hopefully get that updated before airtime. If not, the show will be at 8. So that's Grace Farga on April 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So looking forward to that. Thank you again, David Payton. Have a great weekend. Rest of your weekend and enjoy your week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Never seen a day.